are listening to Grace for All, a daily devotional podcast produced by the people of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. This is Scripture Saturday, a time when we pause and reflect on the scriptures we have read throughout the week. If you missed any of our devotionals on these passages, you can find them on our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number one, STCHURCH.org, or wherever you get your podcasts. Now, we invite you to listen and receive grace. Welcome, and thank you for joining us.
A hot-tempered person stirs up conflict, while one who is patient calms a quarrel. The 15th chapter of Proverbs, verse 18.
And let us consider how to provoke one another to love and good deeds. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 24.
Take the staff, and you and your brother Aaron gather the assembly together. Speak to that rock before their eyes, and it will pour out its water. You will bring water out of the rock for the community, so they and their livestock can drink. Numbers 20, verse 8, NIV.
Let us not grow weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Galatians chapter 6, verse 9, in the New International Version.
Matthew chapter 25, verse 40. The king will reply, "Truly I tell you, whatever you did for the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me."
But the Lord has become my fortress, and my God, the rock in whom I take refuge. Psalm 94, verse 22, NIV.
Our scripture comes from Hebrews chapter 10, verse 24, as presented by the English Standard Version. And let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of the Grace for All podcast, a ministry of First United Methodist Church of Maryville, Tennessee. I'm Jonathan Jonas, the senior pastor, and I hope you've received a blessing today from this podcast. If so, please share it with a friend or on your social media accounts. Grace for All is written, edited, and produced by the lay members of First United Methodist Church. To learn more about our congregation and its other ministries, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number one, STCHURCH.ORG.